can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Billy from Cumberland, Rhode Island.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
We kick Kennedy out, please, Billy.
Can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. You tie Kennedy. That's a loss for you. She's now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes.
The second season premiere of Wednesday is tonight. What classic TV show is Wednesday a spinoff of?
The Addams Family.
Paris Hilton's husband gave her a pink and white, fully customized private jet for her birthday. It even has the phrase, "That's hot," stenciled on the side. What was the name of the reality show that Hilton starred in from 2003 to 2007?
I don't know.
Question number three. Tom Holland says he wore his grandmother's fishnets during the infamous lip sync battle performance. He was known for playing a Marvel superhero in the 2000s. Who did he play?
Spider-Man.
Question number four. Finn Wolfhard says a Stranger Things spinoff would probably be something like David Lynch's Twin Peaks, and it wouldn't even mention Hawkins, Indiana, or the characters from the original series. Who plays 11 in Stranger Things?
Millie Bobby Brown.
And Josh Brolin is down for a Goonies sequel, but he doesn't want to do anything that will taint the memory of the original. Who directed the Goonies? Excuse me.
I have no idea.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
What is Billy? Is Billy short for something?
No, it's my full name. My parents wanted to name me after Billie Holiday, and my mom didn't want to give me the name Wilhelmina.
So is it
Billy?
I love that.
B-I-L-L-I-E, then?
Yeah.
Kennedy?
Yeah.
Billy got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
Yep, she's very good. These are difficult. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The second season premiere of Wednesday is tonight. What classic TV show is Wednesday a spinoff of?
The Addams Family.
Yes, tied at 1. Paris Hilton's husband gave her a pink and white, fully customized private jet for her birthday.
Have you seen the pictures?
No.
My guy, you need to go look. Not one detail went missing.
Oh, really? He knocked it out of the park?
Like her initials engraved into the seatbelts. Yeah.
Okay, so
it says
I know
that's
what I want.
Hot when you're flying over. Underneath, it says that's hot.
What was the name of the reality show that Hilton starred on from 2003 to 2007?
Simple Life.
2-1, question number three. Tom Holland says he wore his grandmother's fishnet stockings during the infamous lip sync battle when he did Rihanna's Umbrella. Was it an umbrella?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Oh my God. Go watch that video if you
get a
chance.
It's so good.
If you've never seen it. He was known for playing a Marvel superhero in the 2000s. Who did he play?
He's Spider-Man.
3-2, question number four. Finn Wolfhard says a Stranger Things spinoff would probably be something like David Lynch's Twin Peaks, and it wouldn't even mention Hawkins, Indiana, or characters from the original series. Who plays 11 in Stranger Things?
Millie Bobby Brown.
4-3, question number five. Josh Brolin is down for a Goonies sequel, but he doesn't want it to do anything that will taint the memory of the original.
Smart.
Who directed the Goonies?
Who directed the Goonies?
Yes.
Was it Steven Spielberg?
It was Steven Spielberg. Nice guess, Ooh. Kennedy. Wow. All right, 5-3 is the final score, Billy. She's pretty good, isn't she?
Yeah. I usually beat her when I try driving to work.
It's always that. We always hear that in the car.
It's hard with the lights on, that's for sure.
Well, you're not walking away empty-handed. You don't get the $100, but you did win yourself a pair of tickets to go see The Wiz playing from August 12th to the 24th at Citizens Opera House. For tickets, visit BroadwayInBoston.com. So enjoy that show, okay? All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Billy from Cumberland, Rhode Island, and I can't beat
Carson and Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Madison from Abington.
Hi, Madison.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions, Madison. You get more right than Kennedy, you win $100. If you tie, though, you know what happens.
Yes.
Absolutely nothing. We're not even keeping score anymore. Who needs to keep score of anything anymore, right? We just play for fun.
Yeah.
Here we go. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Christina Applegate is home after being hospitalized with a double kidney infection. She's best known for her work on a Fox sitcom that ran from 1987 to 1997. Can you name that sitcom?
I don't got it.
All right, question number two. Terry Reid has passed away at the age of 75. He could have been a singer in Led Zeppelin. Who was Led Zeppelin's actual lead singer?
Yeah, I don't know.
Intern Matt coming in hot with these questions this morning. Hold on. You have something. Hang on. Let me turn your mic on there, Mac. Yes, Mac. What did you want to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, like, I'm not even going to deny it. I'm just holding a grudge this morning. I'm very sorry.
Question number three. ESPN is acquiring the NFL Network, the NFL Red Zone, and other media assets, and the NFL is getting 10% equity in ESPN. ESPN's headquarters is in New England. Which state is it located in?
It's in Connecticut.
Question number four. Hulk Hogan's estranged daughter, Brooke, thinks her dad's death was suspicious. Hogan was known for his work in the WWE. What is WWE's largest yearly event called?
WrestleMania.
Question number five. Jack White has completed his mission of visiting every Major League Baseball stadium, including Boston's iconic Fenway Park. Is Fenway over or under 100 years old?
Over.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Man, you finished strong, Madison. Great work.
Thanks.
Kennedy, well, welcome back.
Hello.
We didn't keep track of the score, Kennedy. It just didn't seem important today.
Do you feel better about it?
Yeah, it feels great.
Was it fun?
It was fun. All right, are you ready?
Yeah. Bless you. Yeah.
But she did get 3 out of 5 right.
Well done, friend.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Christina Applegate is home after being hospitalized with a double kidney infection. She's best known for her work on a Fox sitcom that ran from 1987 to 1997. Can you name the sitcom?
Married with Children.
1-0. Singer Terry Reid has passed away at the age of 75. He could have been the singer for Led Zeppelin. Who was Led Zeppelin's actual lead singer?
Robert Plant.
2-0. Question number three, ESPN is acquiring the NFL Network, the NFL Red Zone, and other media assets, and the NFL is getting 10% equity stake in ESPN.
Okay.
ESPN's headquarters is in New England. Which state is it in?
It's in Connecticut.
3-1. Question number four, Hulk Hogan's estranged daughter, Brooke, thinks her dad's death was suspicious.
That's crazy.
Hogan was known for his work in the WWE. What is the WWE's largest yearly event called?
SummerSlam?
WrestleMania.
Oh, WrestleMania.
3-2. Question number five.
What is that in the fall?
SummerSlam is, yeah. Yeah, SummerSlam is like in the off season.
It just happened last weekend.
Yeah, but WrestleMania is the big one.
I see.
Jack White has completed his mission of visiting every Major League Baseball park, including Fenway Park. Is Fenway over or under 100 years old?
Over.
113 years old, that is correct. Kennedy gets the win 4-3, but we're not keeping track of the score around here.
I mean, some things you can't help but do,
I know.
But some things you can, my guy.
Well, Madison, we appreciate you listening and calling into play this morning. Unfortunately, you don't get the money. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Madison from Abington, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Nice job, Madison.
Carson and Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no. Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be, there's a lot to love about a Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Alyssa from Weston.
Hi, Alyssa.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. Producer Dan is off on vacation this week. Intern Mac has been writing the question, and I feel like you're just trying to inflict punishment.
I actually think that this batch of questions is very fair, and if you have legitimately decent pop culture knowledge, you will do just fine. And that's the Intern Mac promise.
All right, you heard it from the man himself, Intern Mac. Kennedy's gone into that studio. She can't hear anything that's happening. Question number one. Francis Ford Coppola is resting after having a heart surgery in Italy. Which legendary gangster movie series is he known for directing?
Godfather.
10 years ago today, Hamilton opened on Broadway. Who created and starred in Hamilton?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
22 years ago today, Freaky Friday was released. Who does Jamie Lee Curtis switch places with in that movie?
Oh my God. Lindsay Lohan.
Carrie Underwood has ditched her classic blonde hair and is now a brunette. How did Carrie Underwood get famous?
American Idol.
Jamie Gertz from The Lost Boys and 16 Candles might be the richest woman in Hollywood. Her husband has a net worth of $13 billion, and they own the NBA's Hawks. What city do the Hawks play in?
Oh, no. Atlanta?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What are you up to today, Alyssa?
I am a teacher on the last remaining weeks of vacation, so reading, cleaning, just sitting as much as I can.
Can we talk about down south and they go back to school already? They're already back. All my friends are posting pictures. First day of school was Monday.
Yeah. I can't believe it. We couldn't do that here because of the air conditioning issue.
No. School vacation for the summer should be Memorial Day to Labor Day. That's it. That should be it. In August, what are we doing to these kids? It is still summer.
They had all of June. I don't know.
They should have June, July, August. I digress. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Alyssa got 5 out of 5.
Oh!
Woo!
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense. Question number one. Francis Ford Coppola is resting after having heart surgery in Italy. Which legendary gangster movie series is he known for directing?
Godfather.
10 years ago today, Hamilton was opened on Broadway. Who created and starred in Hamilton?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
22 years ago today, Freaky Friday was released. Who does Jamie Lee Curtis switch places with in that movie?
Lindsay Lohan.
Somebody texted in and said Phoenix, Arizona went back last week.
Oh.
What are we doing? Question number four. Carrie Underwood has ditched her classic blonde hair. And now, apparently, is a brunette, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
How did Carrie Underwood get famous?
American Idol.
Question number five. Jamie Gertz from The Lost Boys and 16 Candles might be the richest woman in Hollywood. Her husband has a net worth of over $13 billion.
Mm-mm.
And they own the NBA's Hawks.
Well played, sis.
What city do the Hawks play in?
Atlanta.
Question number one, you said The Godfather. That is correct. Question number two, you said Lin-Manuel Miranda. Question number three, you said Lindsay Lohan. Yes, of course. Question number four, American Idol for Carrie Underwood. And question number five, you said Atlanta?
I did.
That is correct.
Woody-woo!
A text from the 617. Kids can be in school 11 months a year.
Got him.
5-5 is the final score. Whenever we have a 5-5 tie, we give you the money because...
Hashtag suck it, Sal.
That is right. That is right. You don't get the win, but we give you the $100. Oh, that is so good. Well, Alyssa, we appreciate you listening and playing. We are going to give you the $100, but you didn't win. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Alyssa from Weston, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Oh, but you can tie her.
Carson and Kennedy.